Cons: London, moped gang terrorizes victims with axes, katanas, zombie knives. By Jack Montgomery on February 16, 2019. A moped gang which terrorized its victims with weapons including axes, samurai swords, and so-called zombie knives in London has been convicted. The gang members were described as big operators in north and central London by police after being netted by the famous Flying Squad and police assigned to Operation Vauquer, according to an official statement. The gangsters had robbed a number of mobile phone stores and carried out a series of street robberies. But their most audacious crime was an attempted ram raid on a jewelry shop in a stolen Land Rover Discovery. Unable to break through the shop's doors in the vehicle, they got out and attempted to break them down with sledgehammers, stabbing a 48-year-old man who attempted to intervene in the back and hacking him in the knee with an axe. A report on the Metropolitan Police website lists some of the convictions connected to the gang as follows. Miguel St. Martin, 21, of Argyle Square, King's Cross, convicted of conspiracy to commit robbery and conspiracy to commit aggravated burglary. Alfie Wari, 21, of Baldwin Gardens, Camden, convicted of conspiracy to commit aggravated burglary. Harry Doyle, 18, of Radnor Street, Islington, convicted of grievous bodily harm, conspiracy to commit robbery. Rhys Salmon, 20, of City Road, Islington, convicted of conspiracy to commit robbery. Henry Histon, 18, of Gilbert Place, Camden, convicted of conspiracy to commit aggravated burglary, conspiracy to commit robbery. A 17-year-old convicted of conspiracy to commit aggravated burglary, conspiracy to commit robbery. A 17-year-old convicted of conspiracy to commit aggravated burglary, and conspiracy to commit robbery. A 16-year-old convicted of conspiracy to commit robbery, conspiracy to commit robbery. Detective Constable Phelim Redmond of the Flying Squad described the failed ram raid as brazen and denounced the cowardly, vicious attack on an unarmed member of the public who bravely intervened. The policeman noted that it was only by sheer good fortune that having been set upon by four men wielding axes and swords that he did not sustain more serious injuries. The gangsters will be sentenced for their crimes together at a future date, which is yet to be specified. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.